What's known as the Citizens United decision has been attacked by campaign finance reformers who say it equates speech with money and will allow corporations to buy candidates who will do their bidding. But political scientist John Coleman says so far corporate election spending this year is not significantly higher than it was in 2008.
People did not see this as a heyday decision for corporate influence, at least those people who are investing their money.
Coleman says he's more concerned about what he calls the arrogance of campaign finance reformers who are trying to pass laws to reverse the Supreme Court's ruling.
They won't put it this way, but it's much more about the voters' inability to really deal with the information that they're being given and that they'll be hoodwinked, as opposed to the old worry, which was more about politicians perhaps being corrupted.
But campaign reformers counter that voters are being fooled by independent political attack ads that don't disclose who's paying for the negative information about a candidate voters are hearing. A Wisconsin law requiring more disclosure is facing challenges in both state and federal courts. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.